This is the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast, and I'm your host, Brian Briscoe. Now, this podcast is designed for the aspiring apartment investor and literally gives them the opportunity to ask the questions that will help them get to the next level. So if you're an aspiring apartment investor, this podcast is for you. Now, this podcast is brought to you by the Tribe of Titans Multifamily Educational Community. It's your one-stop shop for learning how to succeed at apartment investing. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast. I'm your host, Brian Briscoe with Streamline Capital Group and the Tribe of Titans. We're going to talk about both of those today. I've been talking with a lot of people recently, and I mean, honestly, I probably spend about the majority of my waking day on Zoom talking with people and talking with people about multifamily. And it's a lot of fun. It's my favorite subject to talk about. But I think the most frequently asked question I've gotten in the last several weeks is, hey, Brian, what are you up to? So I thought I'd just share once again with everybody what's going on. And I did an episode like this a couple of months ago. And it was, once again, I was still getting that question from a lot of people. And it died down a little bit. And you know, maybe it's been, I've been to a couple of conferences and I've reconnected with people that I haven't seen in a while. And so one more episode of what's Brian up to. First thing, and I put a post on LinkedIn today. It's Tuesday. I usually release this episode on a Wednesday, but I announced to the LinkedIn world, and now I'm announcing to the podcast world, that I made a brand new hire. And I'm very excited for it. I hired a director of acquisitions for this Salt Lake metro area. And if you're familiar with like Northern Utah or the Salt Lake area, really what I mean is Wasatch Front. So, you know, Ogden to Provo, Orem type areas. His name's Schuyler Shoemaker, really great guy. I interviewed a lot of people. He was my favorite out of everybody I interviewed. And, you know, fortunately, he agreed. You know, he agreed. So I'm super excited for that. And I think we're gonna bear a lot of fruit, you know, so to speak, in the next couple of years, especially in the Salt Lake City area. And our goal is to close on two properties in the Salt Lake Metro in his first year. So super simple, two $10 million properties in Salt Lake City year one. And then year two, we're going to be growing, you know, $15, $20, $25 million properties is the goal. So that's one thing that we're doing. And the ask, you know, hey, occasionally we need people to raise capital for us. You know, I've spoken with a lot of people who are willing to raise capital. But in my experience, you know, not everybody's ready when I'm ready. You know, so it'd be nice to have, you know, a lot of people on speed dial, so to speak, when that happens. So if you're interested in raising capital and you can bring $500,000 to $1 million to the table consistently, you know, that's kind of the bottom amount that I'd have somebody bring in. But, you know, reach out to me. Let's hop on a call. All right. Next thing, you know, once again, what am I doing? I have a partner and a friend that we've known each other for about 4 years now, but we've recently started putting our hats into the key principle ring. All right. If you don't know what a key principle is, you know, think about loan guarantor or cosigner. You know, that first time you went out to get that car loan and the bank came back and said you got no credit and you had to get mom or dad to sign with you. Okay. We're basically the mom or dad, right? To sign on the loans. What you need to get a commercial real estate loan is net worth, liquidity, and experience. And we bring that to the table, which is nice. And we bring that to the table in abundance, which is very nice. Okay. So we are also looking for teams who are looking for properties, who have the capability to pretty much do most of what you need to purchase and operate a property. And you just need somebody who can, you know, maybe give you a little bit of guidance here and there and then help you qualify for a loan. Super, super simple. And incidentally, we could probably sign up to about $15 million in on a single loan. So that's going to cover probably most of the people who are listening to this podcast. But once again, if that's something you're interested in, give me a shout out. Something else that's going on right now is I have launched a coaching program. The way the coaching program is designed is it's a five-step process. You know, so first thing I'm going to do with each coaching client is sit down with them and help them with their roadmap. Okay. So we're going to talk about strengths and weaknesses, what you're good at, what you like to do, and determine the best way to get you to where you want to go. So we come up with a personalized roadmap. All right. Second step is there's education involved. And I've got a lot of educational content in the Tribe of Titans already. I've got even more available for the coaching students. All right. But there's the education piece to be able to fill in the gaps of what you already know and to go from there. All right. Third part is we help you build a team in your target market. Super simple. This is a team sport, you know, and focusing is one of the best ways to be able to gain traction. So we'll help you build a team in your target market. Number four, we teach people how to raise capital. Very simple. It's such an important part of this business. I couldn't do a coaching program without teaching people how to raise capital. And the fifth thing is to scale. Okay. We help people learn how to scale. And in the last 4 years or 3.5 years, I've closed on 1,100 units, another 400 or so units under contract right now. So, you know, fast forward a couple of weeks or a couple of months, you know, my unit count is going to be roughly 1,500 units. Okay. The way we're going to do the coaching program is we're going to have twice weekly group coaching calls. All right. I like small groups. Okay. I'm not going to throw any names under the, you know, out there, but it's not going to be a Zoom call where you're on the line with 200 other people. Okay. That's not the type of coaching call. It's not a type of coaching program I want to run. Okay. So you're going to be on a Zoom call with a relatively small amount of people, and we're going to do it twice weekly. We're also going to have monthly one-on-one check-ins. Those check-ins are designed to see where you are on your roadmap, how things are going, and what we need to adjust, right? And in addition to that, like I said, you're going to have all the content available inside the Tribe of Titans. So it's really a hybrid of self-paced stuff, aka the content in the Tribe of Titans, group coaching, which is the twice a week, you know, get me on a Zoom call, group coaching, and, you know, once a month, check-ins to make sure you're on your roadmap. Now, in addition, I understand that things come up and people need to talk to their coaches at very specific times. So all my coaching clients are going to get a handful of anytime calls that they can use. So if you're about ready to submit an LOI or, you know, LOI submitted and you're negotiating contract, you want somebody to look over your shoulder. Okay. Those are the times you use the anytime calls. All right. So that's what's included. Like I said, the goal is to get somebody from wherever they're at to where they can close confidently on properties. Basically, I'm not going to give you a fish. I want to teach you how to fish, to use that analogy. All right. So that's three things. There is one more thing that actually wasn't on my list of things to talk about that I just remembered that I want to talk about. And it's along the lines of coaching. I just signed up for business coaching. It's something that, you know, I've never, ever done before. And I've realized that, you know, that's one thing that I need. I spent 20 years in the military. I know military. All right. I've done a lot of multifamily and I know how to close on multifamily. I know how to operate multifamily. You know, the one thing that I need more than anything right now is just a little more business stuff. All right. So along with hiring my first employee with Streamline Capital recently, we're taking some business coaching. And I fully believe in business coaching and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. You know, I'm not just telling people that I have a coaching program. I paid a lot of money for coaching in multifamily several years ago, about twice the amount that I'm asking in my course right now. But I paid a ton of money for that. I paid money to other coaches and mentors at times. And the mentorship program that I'm getting in right now is potentially a six-figure a year commitment. So it's something that I truly believe in. I truly believe coaching and mentoring is going to help me get to the next level. And I think it's going to help most people listening to this podcast also get to the next level. Okay. So anyway, if you're interested in anything that I talked about, you know, once again, we're acquiring properties in Salt Lake City and we're building a business. Okay. That's what we're doing. We do occasionally need people to raise capital for us. Interested in that? Reach out to me. Number two is we occasionally come in as key principal or loan guarantors on properties. All right. If you've got a property that you're close to getting under contract and you need somebody to fill that role, all right, once again, reach out. Okay. Third thing we discussed is I started a coaching program. All right. If you're interested in being one of my coaching clients or having me as a coach or a mentor, reach out. Okay. Number four, like I said, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm getting my own coach for the things that I need. Incidentally, I hired a coach to help me set up the coaching program too. Okay. True story. All right. All that said, thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast by the Tribe of Titans. If you're still listening, you obviously liked it. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already, and then make sure to check out our YouTube channel, which incidentally has a ton of video content that you'll also enjoy and learn from. Now, if you're interested in being on the show, go to our website, diaryofanapartmentinvestor.com, and fill out the questionnaire on the website. And for more educational content and for more information about our educational community, check us out at thetribeoftitans.info.